and harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in our time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned down. I've wasted my nights. You turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise. I'm at a payphone trying to call home. All of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone?
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is the Kyle and Charlie Show. And we are your hosts, Charlie Harper and Kyle Flacco will be on voice to chat today due to his crippling sickness that he has received. And joined with us is another special guest that we've never had on the show before. What's your name, bud?
My name is Peter Griffin. My name is Peter Griffin. I'm really excited to be here with you.
No, sir.
I think that was a joke from last time. I don't know. I can't really remember.
The last time I had you on, but who are you? What are you doing in our radio studio?
My name is Owen, and I'm here to destroy your show. Well, I mean, I guess you guys kind of destroy it as it is.
Yeah, we do kind of destroy it. And Kevin had...
I love how you're on text, so like everything you have to say, Kyle, is gonna be like 3 seconds behind.
It's gonna be. Wait, Kyle, what did you have to say?
No Family Guy, it's banned.
Thank you, Kyle. Very cool for reminding our guests.
Charlie and Kyle, I have a special shout out to some maybe new fans, maybe old fans. I don't know if we don't.
Paid sponsorships. This is a nonprofit.
This is non-monetized. I was just at Casey, Simone, and Maggie's house.
Oh.
I was doing my audition for Showcase, MP Showcase, because I couldn't make the actual auditions, and they asked me to give them a shout out.
Oh, they shout out.
623 or whatever they are. I don't know what they are. 643, whatever. They live
somewhere. Don't release addresses to the public, please.
Oh, that's probably a good idea, actually.
Yeah. Kyle has a very important thing to say about sharing addresses.
We're going to get banned from Lafayette Radio now.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Kyle, for letting our guests know.
Hey, you could have done the like 10-second delete thing, so.
Now, what kind of sucks is that you guys cannot confirm nor deny that Kyle Flacco is, in fact, sitting next to me. So we're going to have Kyle just say one thing so that you guys know that we're not just faking it. All right? Kyle, say something to know that you're here.
Something only you could say.
Hey, guys.
Thank you, Kyle.
Well, only he could say that, so we know it's him.
Yeah, only Kyle could say, hey, guys. I have no idea who else could say that.
Charlie has me bound and gagged in the basement of Hog Hall that was paid actor.
No, stop this. Robo co-host, this is not true. Guys, Robo Kyle is lying to the public. I love how Owen's just sitting here, just dealing with our shenanigans, because we have no idea what's happening, because...
Hey man, that's how you gotta live your life, dude.
We never planned for Kyle to become injured in the throat. Now, you know.
So Owen, how's life?
It said my name very. It was like Owen.
Owen.
Well, Owen is doing pretty good.
Owen.
So why was that different? So I wonder, does that mean that he changes his like inflections and emphasis depending on the phrase? Because that's
Owen, like, Owen, 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 Owen.
I don't know.
The beat goes on and on and on and on and on and on again.
Yeah.
Boom, pound the sound of my heart. The beat goes on and on and on and on and on. Oh no, we're gonna
make it feel good.
No, you guys.
Can we
have...
close out the show with Crazy Frog?
Oh, we definitely can.
Absolutely.
Kyle. This is going to be a slower show than normal, mainly because of the injuries. But you know what else is going to be slow? This weekend. Wanna know why? It's fall break for Lafayette students.
Are you guys going home?
I'm going home. We'll give Kyle a little bit to respond.
Yes.
Thank you, Kyle.
I will also be going home.
Yeah, I know there's some people that are staying on campus, and I don't know. This seems like a very, like, it's a 4-day break, but for some reason I have more work assigned for this 4-day break over, like, that I've been assigned this, like, past week. Like, today I had 2 midterms, and I, ooh.
Yeah. It's tough.
No bueno. Also, I've been coughing for, like, 3 weeks now, so.
I think everybody's sick. I'm a little sick myself. It just seems like everybody is. Yeah.
Kyle is definitely not something. Bound and gagged in Hogue Hall. Yep. So he's doing perfectly well. His throat's just a little sore, which is why the robot's communicating.
I am clearly sick, not bound and gagged.
Yes, thank you, Kyle. No, no, but I don't know. This is going to be an interesting break because if you look on the website for Lafayette, it's like fall break is from Monday till Tuesday. And it's like, wow. Two whole days.
Yeah.
Thanks, Lafayette College.
Wow.
Wait, is that Owen Wilson? Owen Wilson, speak if you're here.
Wow.
Wow.
Guys, see, I don't think that was right.
It's really him.
Wow. Wow. See, my eyesight is just bad enough that I can't really make out the words that he's typing, so the anticipation to see what he ends up saying is, like, actually real for me.
Owen Wilson, have taken over this text-to-speech bot.
No.
Oh, my. Oh, there he is. Oh, there wow. Is. Oh, no, Owen it's Wilson, that's incredible. Wow.
X Premium, 22,000. I, unfortunately, despite loving math, cannot do math.
Yeah.
I do not know how anything works.
Have you guys ever seen Wedding Crashers?
Is it like a video of like a bunch of people from a wedding getting hit by a car?
It's a movie. Well, not exactly. No, it's a movie with Owen Wilson and Vince Vaughn, and the premise is they go to weddings and like hit on the bridesmaids and just hook up with like people at the wedding. And so that becomes their. I don't know. It's a funny movie. I heard Owen Wilson and
Owen Wilson, and then, I mean, honestly, Owen Wilson just has to go to one of the bridesmaids and just say,
"Wow,
wow,
wow."
No, he just has to go to the bridesmaids and go, "Hey, have you ever seen the 3 Cars movies? Because this guy," and they're like, "Wow."
Wow.
Because as a reminder, there have been 3 Cars movies.
I only watched 2 of them.
I've only seen 1 of them.
The first Cars movie is good.
Would not know.
Have you not seen Cars 1?
I've seen it, but I was very small.
So. You were very small. Yeah. Dude, I remember I got like, after I saw Cars, we went to the next door ice cream shop and I got Superman flavored ice cream. Which is just vanilla ice cream that's dyed red, yellow, and blue.
So you got vanilla ice cream.
It's Superman ice cream.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know. I think
we... Well, it's like Superman was really there.
It's like I ate him. Yum yum, swallowed him down.
Wow.
Wow.
Big yikes.
Kyle, being a gamer...
I have consumed Superman.
That's what Lex Luthor said when he actually beat him.
I have consumed
Superman. I have consumed Superman. I have eaten him whole. He is now in my tum-tum.
No, Owen Wilson has consumed Superman.
Oh, my bad, Kyle Bot. Thank you. This is
Kyle Bot.
Kyle Bot. Kyle, since Kyle...
Wow.
Wow. Since Kyle Indeed. Is a gamer, he can actually type relatively fast, too, which is always very nice.
Gamers rise up, dude.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of gamers, you know what movie...
Breathe into the mic? Jesus.
No, you know what movie came out recently? Joker.
I saw that. I don't know if you guys saw it.
Kyle saw it.
Kyle, what'd you think? Kyle Bot, what did
Kyle,
you?
Kyle Bot 17,000.
Give us your text to speech review.
Oh, he has to do the captcha again. Kyle Bot has to prove he's not a robot.
You have to do this every time. See, now that's tricky. So, in order for Kyle Bot,
I saw
to,
it. I thought it was fantastic.
All right. See, I liked it too.
Yeah, I
didn't think. I think it's a little overhyped, but I certainly enjoyed it.
Yeah.
you know, there are people that are like, oh, it's prolific. It's like it's changed the face of comic book movies and cinema. And I'm like, yeah, it's you know, it's a decent Taxi Driver ripoff. You know, it's fine.
It's DC's like first good comic book movie in a very long time. So
yeah, that's fair.
I guess that's also part of the excitement.
Hey, it's a great Taxi Driver ripoff.
I mean, I agree.
I have not seen Taxi Driver. Give you that.
It's a good movie. I don't know why I've seen it. But.
Is it the front face of the
game? Best Taxi Driver ripoff ever made? It's also a ripoff of King of Comedy.
That's true.
Now, I think the main thing that was funny is that when The Dark Knight Rises, I think it was The Dark Knight Rises. No, it was The Dark Knight that came out. The whole movie theater bombing in that movie theater in Denver,
yeah,
that whole thing went down. And that was tied to the whole relation that the Joker is the face of this, like, super alt-right, involuntary celibate incel kind of like community.
You just said a lot of words. That was...
Yeah, it's big brain words, so oh, I it's, sound it's more
big, big brain time.
Yeah, so I sound more photosynthesis. This is an educational show.
A lot of fancy
show.
Words.
So
this is there we have literary improve. What was it? What was the we had to do? Yeah, we helped our viewers understand a couple new words. So anyways,
we're changing the world here, boys.
Yeah, for those of you that know what 4chan is,
uh-oh.
Imagine those, like, the stereotypical 4chan gamer. Kyle is over here raging.
This is hilarious. So apparently every time Kyle has to do something in the text-to-speech, he has to go through that picture game that you have to do with the robot the thing where it's like, which one has a stop sign? There's like he's actually like four of them. Oh, this is crazy.
Kyle Bot, he's groaning. Kyle Bot, what did you need to say?
Kyle Bot.
Y'all ever get a Kyle Bot that groans?
I don't even remember anymore.
Oh no.
Kyle, no. What happened to your RAM?
How do you like
CAPTCHA
not...
is oppression.
CAPTCHA is a lot of oppression. And also text-to-speech takes a very long time to say things. No, but anyways, so the Joker's this whole sort of like front face of this like very kind of like degenerate human being. Kind
yeah,
of
like Pepe.
Yeah, like you know how Pepe kind of became like this like symbol of...
Is
like,
that
so the Joker...
No,
action? So... Don't post your Pepes on the internet, kids.
That's right. We don't
Pepe
encourage...
is the symbol of evil.
Pepe is yes. The symbol of evil. Thank you, Kyle Bot. No, but... so the Joker... well, this whole movie...
Joker is the symbol of gamers.
Gamers rise up, man.
Gamers do need to rise up.
Also, how do you not breathe into the mic? I feel like that's caught me a couple times.
You ever
times.
Seen this? You ever seen the old YouTube classic, Chocolate Rain?
No.
Anyways, so it's a song that goes, Kylebot, do you mind pulling up Chocolate Rain while I explain this? Just make sure you don't play any ads on the radio.
Is that not allowed?
No, you are not allowed to play ads because that's a paid sponsorship that we are not affiliated with.
Interesting.
All right. But Chocolate Rain was this very popular, listen and watch. Listen for our listeners.
Chocolate rain. Some stay dry and others feel the pain. Chocolate rain. A baby born will die before the sin. Chocolate rain. The school books say it can't be here again. Chocolate rain. The prisons make you wonder where it went. Chocolate rain. Build a tent and say the world is dry. Chocolate rain. See the light, chocolate rain.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah, so as you can see, to avoid breathing in on the microphone, I simply move and away to breathe. I mean, it doesn't work for coughing, but dude, Chocolate Rain was such a good era. Like, when did you guys first start watching YouTube videos or whatnot?
Probably too early. I don't know.
Too.
I remember like ASDF. I feel like that might have been ASDF
movie, dude. Sort of the. They still make those.
They do.
They do. They're actually, yeah. They're still pretty solid. The guy came out with a board game recently. I'm not going to plug it because, again, I'm sorry, but
right. But as private individuals, that might be something that we would enjoy.
Yeah, it's actually. You're now actually moving away from the mic to breathe.
That's right.
Chocolate rain.
Chocolate rain.
The beat goes on and on and on and on again. Boom, bounce the sound of my heart.
The beat goes on and on and on and on and boom, clap, make me feel good.
Now,
come
you see,
on
the best
me.
Thing, the best thing about Kylebot is that he can just copy paste entire songs into his thing. Oh, and he's got another capture. Kylebot is getting
this
captured.
This is hilarious.
Goon.
They still make a movie. How many are there? Also, can someone try to explain what that is?
Oh, okay. ASDF movie.
That's a really good point. We,
yeah, yeah. We kind of glossed
over. We just kind of steamrolled
it.
Over that.
Like. Yeah. Sorry, if you guys don't know ASDF movie, we don't want anything to do with you. No, ASDF movie. We probably can't play it on the air because there are some parts that may not be considered appropriate. It's like I would say it's a rough. It's like PG-13. But this is a PG-rated channel.
That's right.
On the radio
station. We're family-friendly.
Family-friendly. But, ASDF movie was
there's
this comp...
no words in ASDF.
Sorry, say that again?
Yeah, do one more time.
There's some no-no words in ASDF.
Yes, there are some no-no words.
There are indeed, so...
But, so ASDF movie... You keep moving away from the microphone to breathe, and I keep thinking of Chocolate Rain because of that. You're just...
I'm going to keep doing it.
I mean, it's better than just...
I came here to ruin your show.
You're ruining a robot and a mentally drained gamer.
That's right.
No, but ASDF movie was a... It's a compilation of, like, I would say, like, 3-second, 4-second long animated clips. That all have, they're just bizarre, kind of like, it's like, I don't know, it's bizarre humor.
It was very, very random, you know?
It's like
that kind
of it,
like that kind of humor for like that kind of age demographic where it's like,
it was still
as
witty.
Long as you're just really bizarre and surreal, it's like really funny.
Random.
What's up?
Kylebot, did you say something? What'd you say, Kylebot?
Can you say it again?
LOLXD random.
Thank you, Kylebot.
Can you turn up, Kylebot?
Kylebot, you need to just pull up. Oh, Kylebot, you could totally just copy-paste the PSAs into your capture thing. That's so big brain.
Oh, brilliant.
Or you could just find it on the internet.
You know what you could also do? You could copy the entire B-movie script into that, and then we could just leave and just let it roll.
Hey, would you guys want to listen to the entire B-movie script? For
That's
just
right. Right in.
A solid hour. Clack, 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 clack. Hey guys, welcome to typing ASMR. Today we are going to listen to a man that cannot talk. Kylebot does not like having to prove
one
it.
Podcast, we will read the B-movie script on air.
Ooh.
And that's a promise.
That's a very big promise.
Mark my words. FCC, I don't fear you.
Right. Yeah, you can't block him. He's a robot. He's everywhere.
That's true.
He could put himself on a USB drive.
Remember the last time I was here when I told everybody to storm the FCC, which I do not condone.
You told everyone to, but then you said don't. You're sending some mixed signals here. Dude, what if we put Kylebot in the FCC?
Dude.
I reside within the FCC's Samsung fridge.
Kylebot, don't out yourself on air. We've been setting up that position for years. Now we have to wait. but since our staple PSA reader is no longer, with us. Kylebot has been eliminated off this face of this platform. Would you, my good friend, Owen McKenna, like to read the PSA put in front of you?
I sure would.
I don't know what happened to a lot of the PSAs. Most of them are gone. Gone.
I keep breathing in the goddamn mic. I keep breathing into the mic is what I said, and no other word.
Yeah. Welp. Thanks, Owen.
You got it.
All right. Anyways. That's,
it's cool, gamers. Yeah, so, we're good.
Anyways. do you mind, reading?
I am a terrible guest. That's like literally the one thing we're not supposed to do. Yeah. I'm sorry. That's just kind of my vernacular.
If we get fine 10K, that's on you.
Hey, that's fair. No, it's fine, cause you pressed the thing.
12 seconds off.
Wait, we did?
You pressed it 3 times.
Oh, I thought we didn't have any delay.
Well, we're up to 3, we're building.
Oh, I thought we had no delay when I saw that. I was like, uh-oh.
No.
Uh-oh. No,
you hit, well, we have no delay.
Well, well, we have no idea what got skipped. But, yeah. So, do you mind reading one of those wacky PSAs for us?
I will read exactly what's in the script and nothing else, because I clearly can't be trusted to say things.
Yeah, you are no longer allowed on this platform.
That's fine. Probably fair.
That's fine.
do I just go for it? I got one for the Red Cross here.
Oh, the Red Cross.
Favorite organization. So, this is for the American Red Cross. This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight, December 31st, and help bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life.
Everyone, please clap for Owen. Give him a round of applause.
I don't know where the other PSAs are.
Please don't clap for Owen, because Owen's a moron.
Owen is a stinky doofus.
Clap, 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 clap.
Thank you, Kylebot. There's one more PSA here.
We'll save that one for later.
These are the history courses that you were able to take in spring 2020. So I could read those out. But.
I don't think we should out those courses out in the air.
That's right.
I don't know what happened to the rest of the PSAs. Doug Dinga. Darn it, dude.
Doug Dimmadome.
Doug Dimmadome?
Actually, I've got one that's about, like, fire safety. We could just read
that.
Ooh,
Kylebot. Would you like to copy-paste an entire PSA into your text to speech?
I think you would.
We have to talk while Kyle has to type. This poor buffoon. I mean, I've been coughing all year, so.
Does it do that every time you go to say something?
It does it, I think, every other time.
That's crazy.
I would love to, Charlie.
Great.
Thank you, Kyle Bot.
Perfect.
Perfect.
I love this shtick.
The shtick?
The shtick.
Dude, what's your favorite stick?
I am a typist now, not a radio host.
And so he is.
But Owen, what is your favorite stick?
What do you mean my favorite stick?
My favorite stick is a popsicle stick. What's your favorite stick?
My favorite stick is the band Styx, known best for their hit single, Come Sail Away.
That's more than one stick. You absolute moron.
It sure is. Let me tell you.
You know what? Hold up. Kylebot?
Everyone in the audience, please text in with your favorite stick.
Please. Please do text in your favorite stick. Kylebot, do you mind actually playing that song real quick?
Oh, it's a great song.
Yeah, what's the song again, Owen?
It's Come Sail Away. Sticks.
Chocolate rain. And the beat gathering goes on and on and on again. Chocolate rain.
Hey, yo.
I'm sailing away. Set an open course for the virgin sea.
Yo, yo.
I've got to.
Dennis DeYoung's voice, like velvet to the soul.
Hey, hey. That's beautiful, man. It is.
Dum, dum,
dum, dum. Hey, yo.
On board, I'm the captain.
Yeah, captain.
So climb
yeah,
aboard.
Yeah.
Climb the board, captain now, yo.
We'll oh. On every shore, and I'll try.
Oh, oh, and skip really into this.
You know what? So I did this song on a choir trip like 4 years ago, and on that line, instead of "Oh Lord, I'll try," we had to change it to like "I'll try the best that I can." Like, we couldn't have the word "Lord" in the song, and I was like, "Man, like that's just stupid."
Atheist educators,
yeah. Like I'm all for like, you know, reasonable PC or like whatever, but like, you know, that's like. Like the person, like you, if you write a song a specific way with specific lyrics, like I don't know. I mean, personally, I feel very strongly when you write a piece of music, like that's the piece, and you shouldn't mess around with it. So anyway, that's
just your opinion.
Sometimes songs are songs.
Songs are songs. Speaking of songs, Kyle,
what if
Voss,
it means you're feudal lord, like you're a samurai?
Ooh, interesting point,
I'm sure,
dude.
It could.
What if,
it doesn't necessarily have to be in a religious context.
Dude,
right.
What if we dropped out of school and became samurai, but in New Jersey?
Or we drop out of school and become religious zealots. Or we drop out of school and become Mormons.
Who are also samurai.
Yeah.
I would love to have a sensei. No, wait. That's not... No. I forget. But yeah, samurai have feudal lords. I think that's how it works. I'd love to have a feudal lord, dude. As I like have my katana, and oh, dude, samurai actually were better on horseback and bow and arrow, though.
I could be a samurai. I know how to use a bow and arrow.
Oh yeah, that is true. You'd probably be the best samurai out of all
that,
of us.
That is true. That's probably pretty accurate.
Yeah,
I would like to become both a Mormon and samurai. But only if I could be both at the same time.
Well,
just tie like the Book of Mormon or like Mormon pamphlets to like an arrow, and as you ride by houses on horseback,
yeah, you just shoot people in the head. But there's a pamphlet.
No, not
tied
in the head. On their door. You like hit them in
like
the.
To become both a Mormon and samurai, but only if.
We know.
Yeah, Kyle Bot.
Kyle Bot. Jeez,
it's like Walmart robots aren't. Like, no, there's no good quality in them anymore.
Have you guys been to Giant recently? This is the scariest thing. I was in Giant like a week ago, and
what's Giant?
Was this, like, the supermarket.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, sorry. The Giant supermarket. It's like 5 minutes.
It's just a really large supermarket.
Yeah, right. And there was this robot that would go around. It was probably like 5 feet tall. It was just kind of this like skinny plastic tube on wheels that would go around, and me and my buddies, we were trying to figure out what it did, and we read like the little sticker on the side, and apparently it just like, I don't remember what it said, it mitigates like disturbance or like make sure that, so like it's literally just a robot that just goes around making sure people aren't like, you know, messing around. I don't know. It was
it's creepy. A robot
it had
that
this really
has
weird, like googly eyes taped on it. It was the creepiest thing. It just kind of rolled around, like looking at people. I was like, I don't like it.
We knew Skynet was coming, but we did not expect Skynet to first appear in the supermarket.
I'm telling you, man.
But also, Kylebot has a message for us.
You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Gamers rise up.
Guess what the show's called. This is The Kyle and Charlie Show.
The Kyle and Carly Show.
The Kyle and Charlie Show. And we are your hosts.
Wait.
He's typing. He's typing.
Kyle.
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 And Charlie with special guest Owen McKenna.
Hello.
Hello. How are you today?
Hello. My name is Elder Price, and I would like to share with you the most amazing book. Hello.
Did the Book of Mormon My was such name is an Elder interesting Grant. Show.
Have you seen it?
I have. I saw it at the Fabulous Fox Down in Atlanta. Pretty cool theater. Knew a boy that worked there. It was a good time. But yeah, it was an interesting show because, like, I mean, when the creators of South Park make a musical, you kind of know what happens. Like,
of course.
You kind of know what you're going to get. But at the same time, like, I was not ready. My dad was not ready either. But it was a good time, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been, I have a couple buddies from home. We all really like South Park, and we all like they both sing as well and stuff. And so we've always really wanted to see that show. And, like, every, like, half a year or so, we're always like, all right, this is going to be it. Like, we'll get home for summer or, like, you know, Christmas break or whatever and be like, this time we're going to do it. And then we look at the ticket prices and we're like,
wait,
we'll just watch South Park and it'll be the same thing, you know. So
South Park, the musical.
The South Park movie is very entertaining.
I saw it, honestly. South Park puts out some good content. Like, educational, kind of. I mean, a lot of it's... Did you see the... I don't know. Like, did you see the documentary? It's like, I think it was called like
I have seen that. Yeah. Yeah.
It was like, well, it was something, but it's basically about South Park and how they make all of their episodes literally like a week or two, like a week before it airs, so that they can have like fresh material.
And like,
to make fun
of course they do. You know what I mean? Like, of any show, like, of course they just make it the week of. You know? Yeah. Like, they
honestly
just slap it together.
That's kind of, it makes it very nice though, because all the episodes are now like topical. Like that one.
Yeah.
The one that came out about like the whole sort of like Chinese government like
censoring
everything.
Yeah.
And like how a lot of US companies have to kind of bow down to that because 1.1 billion consumers in the market, yum yum, don't want to lose them.
Yep.
South Park, that episode actually got them censored in China. But it was a really interesting episode, and I don't know.
Didn't see it, but I heard about it.
You heard about it once or twice. Kyle's struggling with not having the ability to talk and having to fill out captchas every 3 minutes. Welcome. All right. He did it. Ladies and gentlemen, Kylebot can now say something for the next 5 minutes.
Oh, is that how that works?
I think it's like every couple of minutes. They're
it's
allowed
up,
to type
dude.
A couple of things. Or they're allowed to just like use a couple of things. Since this is like a free program I found on the internet. And definitely did not.
I am truly oppressed.
Gamers really are the most depressed group, I'll
tell
you.
Oh, wait, we were talking about the Joker like 20 minutes ago, and we never followed up because we talked about Chocolate Rain.
The interesting thing I was thinking about the Joker is, like, I enjoyed it, but it's funny because it's almost like...
It's funny because it's
like,
true.
It's funny because gamers... I just think it's because it's kind of like Schrodinger's cat, but like a movie in the sense that... The Joker element is the only thing that really makes it worth talking about, because other than that, it's just kind of another king of comedy. But then also, the Joker element really doesn't have anything to do with the movie. Like, aside from the fact that he, like, puts on the makeup and calls himself the Joker, like, it's really nothing like, well, like, the actual Joker, like, from, like, the other movies or, like, the comic books or whatever. So, it's really interesting. I mean, I enjoyed it, but I think, like, all the hype it's getting is a little overplayed.
I don't know. I mean, like, the Joker is just, like, an interesting character to take from comic books.
I think that it was a well-done movie about mental illness.
Yeah. I think that's fair.
Dude,
and
our
mental illness
PSA, where'd it go? Man, that would have been the perfect one to read right
now. I got one on fire safety.
Ooh, wait, Kyle Bot? Do you think you can type out the entire fire safety PSA?
Do it.
Blew it. I don't know. I mean, the Joker is like an interesting character because even he doesn't know his backstory, and there's like three different backstories
in
the DC comic universe for the Joker. So they could kind of just go whichever direction they wanted to, and they kind of went with like the more like mentally ill man gets even more twisted by society and kind of becomes this being. But yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. You know what movie is coming out though? Zombieland.
Gemini Man.
Gemini Man. Cowboy is struggling with typing.
So supposedly with that, Gemini Man is a movie that is coming out or might already be out. Supposedly it's not really that good. It stars Will Smith.
Wow, it's really
also Will Smith. And the gimmick is that Will Smith is like an agent on the run, like every other action movie ever, and he's being hunted down by another Will Smith that's like a clone but is younger.
The only one who can defeat me is me, Will Smith.
That's
the
right.
Movie.
That's right. Basically, but what I think is funny is I saw somewhere the other day, apparently instead of using the de-aging technology that Marvel uses, they just used regular motion capture, and so it doesn't look as good as like the de-aging would be, which is hilarious because like that's literally the whole conceit of the movie, and there's a technology explicitly for that purpose and they didn't use it. Like, what? Why wouldn't you?
Expensive, dude.
I mean, so is motion capture. I don't know. I feel like if you're going to put in the time, like, you know? Anyway, I don't know why that came up, because I've no intention of seeing that movie. Because
I was going to bring up Zombieland, too.
Oh, Zombieland, too. I've never seen the first Zombieland.
I don't know. Zombieland's more of like a comedy version of the zombie apocalypse. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, and keeps breathing away from the mic. But unfortunately, Kylebot's RAM is too low. Can't type it out. It's too much.
Sounds like a quitter's attitude, Kylebot. Want to
type it? I can type it if you want.
Hey, I'll type it.
All right, Kyle is going to sit on the microphone for a little bit and talk very, very softly and quietly so he doesn't ruin his precious voice. Oh, wait, you're typing it? I thought I was going to type it.
Wait, who's typing?
Oh, he challenged me. I'm typing.
Oh, okay. Oh, McKenna is typing it. And I, Charlie Harper, will be staying on air with my now free... Kyle Flacco.
Charlie, let me out of the basement of Oak Hall.
He
took my blindfold and gag out. Now I can talk to you guys on the radio.
Yeah. He's still a little screwed up because of the hydrochloric acid, but...
Yeah.
It's okay. He's just missing a leg. He's fine.
We have two for a reason.
He can hop it off.
I'll hop it off. I could be a pirate now, dude.
There's no crying in baseball, son.
Yeah, baseball is, it's a sacred thing for me.
It's a sacred thing. You are not allowed.
A big baseball guy?
No.
Oh, okay. Cool, yeah, sounds
yeah, good. Yeah, sounds cool, huh? You bet, Owen.
Quickly, Kyle, your timer is running out.
My timer is running out.
What else would you like to say?
It's really not running out.
Oh, no.
He has quite a bit to go.
No, I meant like your voice timer.
Oh, my voice timer?
Yeah, this is a, hello. You may notice that there is a small device strapped to your throat.
Really?
This device will activate in 60 seconds.
60 seconds.
Which will tickle your throat forever.
I think that I already have that. I think it already went off.
You can find the key.
Do I have to hunt around the studio
and
for
I'll
it?
I'll let you guess where the key is, Kyle.
It's
one place you'd never expect.
My pocket?
It's in your throat, Kyle.
You know, that really is counterintuitive, because the bomb is in my throat.
It's not a bomb, it's a device. We do not condone violence on
WJRA.org. It's a really dangerous device.
I don't know. I've recently started trying to do more voices. Like,
really?
Just trying to, like, pick up something. I don't know. Because, like, I don't know, maybe I could just voice act in the future.
Yeah, that's true.
Elmo says.
Guys, I don't know if you knew that that's Charlie talking.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know this or anything.
That's
I don't know.
That's
I mean,
Charlie.
Like...
No, it does
this
dip.
Chair dips.
Have you finished the PSA, Owen?
Yeah, what up?
Play it.
Yeah, what up?
It's time.
Owen.
Hit it.
Owen, you gotta go through
my
the capture.
My timer's about to go off.
Actually, I made a couple spelling errors.
He also didn't go through the CAPTCHA.
Yeah, he has to click I am not a robot and fill out an extremely biased picture matching.
Extremely biased. It puts your favorite image and is like, please do not pick this image unless you are a robot.
Y'all ready for this?
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, strap in for the PSA of a lifetime.
Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan, so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more.
Wow, Kyle Bot, that was beautiful. Definitely was
changing
not
lives.
Owen Bot in disguise.
That's right. I was here the whole time.
Kyle Bot's just got to load a little bit. Buffering.
In my high school, there was a class that you could take that was, it kind of...
There was a class that you could take that actually... implemented a robotic device into your throat.
That's
that
right. Yes.
Sorry, but you were saying.
Yeah, it was. It was a class on like using Word and like Excel and that kind of stuff, and like really becoming proficient in that. I forget what it was, but you had to take a typing test to gain entry. And so I remember I practiced for this test like a lot because I wanted to get in the class. I don't remember why, and. And there was this one test that I used that had like the same like the sentences that you'd have to type out. And so I got really good at them because I was doing over and over again. And when I went into the test, it was that software that I've been practicing. So I just like blazed through it. And like the idea is that you haven't seen it before. So I remember the teacher was like shocked. She was like, how did you type that fast? And I was like, I don't know, fingers. I don't know. Like,
did you, teacher's been using her tongue. I use my fingers.
Yeah, I was killing it.
Yeah. I don't know. We had this thing. Kyle's filling out another CAPTCHA so he can speak. But I had this thing called Mavis Beacon. Kyle just had a PTSD.
Damn, Kyle Bot's having a malfunction. What's going on?
Kyle was about to talk about Mavis Beacon. Sir, you are not learning from Chocolate Rain. You are, in fact, breathing into the microphone. Thank you. No, but I had Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
Mavis Beacon teaches typing is a war crime.
It is, honestly.
It's a war crime.
It is horrid. I hated that program.
I've never heard of this. What is this?
Like, so once a month, our fifth grade, like our third, fourth, and fifth grade class would go to the computer lab to go practice our typing skills. However, we could only do Mavis Beacon teaches typing. And Mavis Beacon teaches typing is a war crime. And the fact that it's just an awful program to use.
Mavis is the worst. Sorry if you're listening, Mavis.
Mavis actually probably can speak Kyle Bot as well. Wait. You could go into Mavis form if you wanted to by changing your voice, Kyle Bot. But anyways, I did not understand the whole sort of like proper typing things. Like some keyboards have like the little divots on like the F and the like J keys. So that's
yeah.
Like where you're supposed to put like your index fingers or something like that so you can like type effectively. I ended up learning how to type in Mavis Beacon at the speed of sound with only my index fingers and occasionally my thumbs. So I could just mash all the keys with just my index fingers and thumbs.
Interesting.
I was one of the faster typers in my class, but I just did it wrong.
Really? Is that still how you type?
Or? No. Thanks to gaming.
Dude, gamers rise up.
Dude, gamers taught me everything. No, I actually...
Dude,
when
gaming is all I know, bro.
When I started playing...
Well, everything I learned from Minecraft.
Unironically, though, Minecraft taught me how to type.
Like, because
I guess Minecraft
taught me, like, where I was, like, it was better, it's not proper to have, like, your fingers on WASD all the time, but it's better than just index fingers. So I kind of learned how to, like, move my character and, like, look around and everything with that. And then I realized if I wanted to, if I wanted to call someone a hacker on a server, it was not effective for me to open the chat bar and then one finger press all my buttons, because by then I'm dead. So Kylebot is not having a good time with CAPTCHA.
Yeah, what happened to the pictures? It's giving him like a word test now.
Is to make your inventory.
This is ridiculous.
What? When did they start doing audio tests?
I was nurtured in a cave by wolves. They taught me to play Fortnite.
And that's where it all began.
And that is where Fortnite was born.
Gamers are my life.
Hey, God bless you. Dude. All right? Hell yeah.
But yeah, I learned how to type because in Minecraft, I would die if I used the finger typing. So I like started like spreading out my hands and using all of my other fingers because I could hit it faster. And my parents hated that this is how I learned how to properly type. Because, I mean, they thought it was just another excuse for me to, like, play Minecraft. And, I mean, it kind of was, but...
Yeah.
I learned how to type because of how much I played Minecraft.
Hey, gaming changes lives, dude, right?
Gaming changes.
You heard it here first.
We need to host a typing competition.
Hey, I'll out-type whoever you want. I'll be the Michael Phelps of typing.
What is this? What's this award that we're talking about, Kyle?
Winner gets a spot on the Kyle and Charlie show.
Ooh.
Hello.
That would be an interesting time. So, fellas, if you would like a spot on the Kyle and Charlie show, we may actually do that. A typing competition. Actually sounds kind of fun.
It's pretty sick.
Yeah. Kyle and I obviously would be exempt because Kyle is not typing very well.
I'm getting tired, Charlie.
Getting real tired. Kyle is getting tired. It's honestly, you've been over here basically writing an essay.
Yeah.
I wonder how many pages you've written at this point.
And plus, it's not like I'm typing something out that I'm thinking. I have to do it like really quick.
So yeah.
It's not.
I can hear that.
Yeah, they probably couldn't hear you because your microphone's turned off.
Excellent point,
Mr. Bond.
Yes.
I, Richard Nixon, play Fortnite.
That's true. That's absolutely correct. You Google it.
Don't let the liberals trick you.
# Nixon played Fortnite.
My Nixon started turning into a frog, which did not make any sense.
Yeah.
Hold my fellow Americans. It is I, Richard Nixon.
Or was that? I don't know. I'm still learning
Kermit
how to
is on
do
our
voice.
Podcast.
I don't really know. What was that?
Kermit the Frog here. Kermit says, only play Minecraft. Fortnite is for losers. And if you want the real Victory Royale, you will play survival games with Kermit.
Give me your best Miss Piggy voice.
Oh, what does she sound like?
Kylebot, if you're not typing right now, could you pull up a clip of Miss Piggy?
I don't know if I can do Nixon. I can kind of do Bill Clinton. I did not have relations with that woman, I'll tell you that.
You did not have relations with
her? I did not have relations with that woman. I'll feel your pain. I do.
Alright, make me the champ.
So tell us who you are and what you do on the show.
You want to know who I am and what do I do? Is that a serious question?
Let's cut.
I am Miss...
She might say bad words.
Miss Piggy would not curse. I don't think so.
Piggy!
Hey, you don't know. This is off camera. This is blooper reel.
What can you expect from the show? Well, of course. What else would you want to see? I mean, we're going to have guests and stuff too. I suppose.
Thanks for watching. That was not sponsored by a Mikusta channel either. But give me your best Miss Piggy voice.
Miss Piggy is guest next week.
Actually, we're her guests next week on ABC.
We got a spot on guys, the Muppets. It's really exciting.
What was the Muppet song? It's time to light the. Dang it,
dude! Now the Muppet song is going to bother me because I know the tone. It's like do 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 do. Do 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 on the Muppet Show tonight. Bum bum bum.
Guys.
Yes, Kylebot.
Kylebot?
It's time.
It's time to begin, what? Isn't it? I get a little.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill. Wow. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Cook. And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tight.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
We're going to play it twice today for the people in the back.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you, bacteria can hide in food and make you ill. Wow. But you can keep bacteria from ruining your day with four simple steps. Clean.
I'm waiting for the rinse cycle.
Separate. Cook.
Fire in the hole.
And chill.
We chipmunks are notoriously tight.
Check your steps. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the best part. How many of those have they done? Four?
All I know is that they had Alvin and the Chipmunks, and then Alvin and the Chipmunks 2, and then Alvin and the Chipmunks Castaways.
Hang on.
And then Road Chip.
Do you mean Alvin and the Chipmunks the Squeakquel? Because let's.
I am waiting for the rinse cycle.
Hey, we all are, buddy. All
yeah,
right?
What let the me, heck, let me tell Owen? You. Kylebot's trying to get his circuits washed.
This really is awesome, Alvin. I agree.
Excellent.
Excellent news.
Right. You doing Darth Vader?
I can only do the breathing. I don't know how to do his voice. Mm. I think it's like an electronic cup.
Yeah, no, well, I mean, I don't know. No one has as sultry a voice as James Earl Jones.
Unfortunately.
It's tough to,
not just the men.
Dark Vader breathing asthma.
Yeah.
Asthma. Asthma.
Hey, guys, for the last time.
Oh, please
five
don't.
Minutes of this show.
Please stop.
AISEMMR.
Thank you, Kylebot. Kylebot is really good at ASMR.
I'm begging you to stop doing this.
Kylebot, give us some ASMR.
Literally do anything else.
Make it stop, please.
Yeah. Kylebot, amen, really brother.
Kylebot, that was really good ASMR. Honestly,
I didn't get the whole ASMR. I don't know why that started. I don't know why people enjoyed it. I don't. It makes me very uncomfortable.
I think that's why people like it. It just makes them feel like tingly or something like that.
People are weird, man.
People are weird.
Our age suck.
People these days.
Can we ban Charlie from all podcasts for whisper into the mic?
Yes, we can.
Kylebot, you're absolutely muted. Absolutely. I'm muting you, Kylebot. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, wait. Kylebot's typing into the ban list. Kylebot.
Ban list. Family Guy. Charlie.
No!
It's a short list, but it's very important.
Not me and Peter Griffin. I'd rather be stuck with, like, the worst people in the world than be stuck with Peter Griffin. I mean, Peter Griffin is one of the worst people.
I don't know if we talked about this last time, but I don't actually think Family Guy is that bad. I think they missed the mark a lot. But a decent amount of the time they hit it.
I mean, and there's a reason
when
why
they do. It's funny.
The show is popular for a reason. It's like there has to be something good, like, or appealing about it. I haven't watched Family Guy, but I don't know. Family Guy wasn't really my thing. I was like, "Hey, Lois," and I was. I think I watched one episode, what, and I was like, the entire episode is just a backstory, and I was like, "What? What's the point?"
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one.
Seth MacFarlane is amazingly talented.
That is actually semi true. Like,
Harry
like he's
Lois.
Actually like a pretty decent like baritone singer. And
he did the Music Man Got Trouble.
Yes, I have.
Wait. Can we pull that up?
Well, you got trouble, my friends.
Kyle Bott.
Right here, I say trouble Kyle right
Bott,
here in River
pull
City.
Up some of Seth MacFarlane's finest moments. We should close out the podcast with this one.
Fun fact, I know all of the words to You Got Trouble because I played this character one
You
time.
Played Peter Griffin yeah. in Music Man?
No, I played Harold Hill.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
So it was a very fun role.
Peter Griffin, You Got Trouble. Coming your way in the form of a yellow chicken.
Willie, either you're closing your eyes to a situation you do not wish to acknowledge, or you are not aware of the caliber of disaster indicated by the presence of a pool table in your community. Well, you got trouble, my friends. Right here, I say trouble right here in River City. Why, sure, I'm a pool player. Certainly mighty proud to say I'm always mighty proud to say it. I consider that the hours I spend with a cue in my hand are golden. Help you cultivate horse sense, and a cool head, and a keen eye. Did you ever take a try to give an ironclad lead to yourself from a free-rail billiard shot? But just as I say, it takes judgment, brains, and maturity to score at a bark-line game, I say that any boob can take and shove a ball in a pocket. And I call that sloth. The first big step on the road to the depths of degradation. I say first, medicinal wine from a teaspoon.
Wait, is this
then
Queen?
Beer from a bottle. And the next thing you know, your son is playing for money in a pinchback suit. And listening to some big out-of-town jasper. You're going to tell about horse race gambling. Not a wholesome trotting race, no, but a race where they set down right on the horse. Like to see some stuck-up jockey boy setting on Dan Patch? Make your blood boil, what I should say. Now, friends, let me tell you what I mean. You got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pockets in a table. Pockets that mark the difference.
I thought it just said the D word, so I dumped a lot of...
But he said D-A-N. I'm pretty sure.
Oh.
No, he did. It's a name, Dan Patch.
I am a clown. I dumped so much of Seth MacFarlane performing this, because I heard most of it, and I was like, not again.
All right, let's keep going. Right.
Between a gentleman and a bum, with a capital B, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. And all week long, your River City youth will be frittering away. I say your young men will be frittering. Frittering away their noon time, supper time, short time too. Get the ball in the pocket. Never mind getting dandelions folded, a screen door patched, and a beefsteak pounded. Never mind pumping any water till your parents are caught with a cistern empty on a Saturday night, and that's trouble. Oh, you got lots and lots of trouble. I'm thinking of the kids in the Knickerbocker, shirt-tailed young ones, peeking in the pool all winter after school, and got trouble, folks, right here in River City. Trouble with a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. Now I know all you folks are the right kind of parents. I'm going to be perfectly frank. Would you like to know what kind of conversation goes on while the loafers around that hall? Are they trying out Philo, trying out Cubets, trying out tailor-mades like cigarette fiends, and bragging all about how they're going to cover up a telltale breath with sense? And one fine night, they leave the pool hall, heading for the dance at the Armory. Libertine men and scarlet women, and ragtime, shameless music that will grab your son, your daughter, with the arms of a jungle animal instinct, mass hysteria. The idle brain is the devil's playground. Trouble! Right here in River City.
Right here in River City.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P, and that stands for pool. We've surely got trouble.
We've surely got trouble.
Right here in River City.
Right here.
Gotta figure out a way to keep the young ones moral after school. Mothers of River City, heed that warning before it's too late. Watch for the telltale signs of corruption. The minute your son leaves the house, does he rebuckle his knickerbockers below the knee? Is there a nicotine stain on his index finger? A dime novel hidden in the corn crib? Is he starting to memorize jokes from Captain Billy's whiz bang? Are certain words creeping into his conversation?
Anything but
words like
whiz bang.
Like swell.
Oh.
Ah, and so's your old man.
Oh.
Well, if so, my friends, You got trouble. Right here in Riverside.
Right here in
Riverside. With a capital T and that rhymes with P and that stands for pool. We surely got trouble.
Right here in
Riverside. Remember the Maine, Plymouth Rock, and the Golden Rule. Oh, we got trouble. We're in terrible, terrible trouble. That game with the 15 number of balls at the devil's tool. Oh, yes, we got trouble, trouble, trouble. With a T, that rhyme with P, that stands for P.
Dude, that musical is so good. I love that show.
Cobot forgot to fill out the captcha.
Oh, he thought he had it all ready to go.
Thought he was ready to get him. I apologize for dumping all that audio. I heard Dan and I was like, not again, never.
You are now listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
This was the Kyle and Charlie Show, and we are your hosts. Charlie and...
Robot Kyle.
With a special guest, say your name.
Seth MacFarlane.
You are not Seth MacFarlane. You are, in fact, Seth Rogen.
Harold Hill. Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen.
Or no, do you guys know Kawhi from the NBA? Do you know?
I don't. I do not know.
He just has a very distinct laugh.
Well, who are you and what are you doing in our radio studio?
Harold Hill himself is on this show.
That's right. The fictional character from a musical written 50 years ago. He's right here.
I mean, hey, it was bound to happen with modern medicine nowadays.
That's right. Anything's possible.
Yeah. But anyways, we are going to
end. Now he is not on this show because it is over by.
Thank you, Kyle. Well, and on that note, we are going to exit. Thank you all for listening and have a pleasant weekend.
Thank you.